Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Boop, boop, boop. What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, man. What's happening with
you? Oh, just fist fighting the internet. Outside of that, I'm in pretty good shape.
Hey, man, go with the old school one.
Media
Zone 2011 still works.
I don't know what's going on here, but we're trying to figure it out.
You know, new stuff breaks quicker.
Here's what I know. Huey is a problem solver. I got a feeling Huey might just get us something fixed for next week. We got 5 weeks left this year. We're going to make it all work. I'm trying to enter the stream. If you're in the stream, B. Mitch is already in there. 106.7 The Fan on YouTube. You're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Good morning to everybody watching us. B, the Caps are just
wagging. Dude. They've scored 7, 8, and 7 this year, haven't they?
They dropped a touchdown last night, man. It's so much fun to watch the Caps when they get rolling, and then particularly the way Ovi is rolling like this.
You know what I think, Ovi? Ovi sits around and waits for people to doubt him. And he said, okay, I got something to now motivate me. I'm going to show him. Because everyone said, oh, yeah, you know, he'll ride off in the sunset. Nah, he's leading the way again.
He definitely is. And I think this West Coast trip might be exactly what they needed. They were already rolling, and then you go out west, and it's just all the boys chilling together. You know what I mean? Like, it just allows for kind of a different level of camaraderie and being together as a team. You're right, B. So far this year, about a month ago against the Oilers, they dropped 7.
The back-to-back, 7-8.
Against Montreal, they dropped 8. They had another 7-goal game last night in San Jose. They wrap up the West Coast roadie tomorrow night in Anaheim against the Ducks before a Sunday night return to Capital One Arena. Looking at the standings now, they are now alone in first place in the Metro, 36 points.
That was a hell of a move.
I know, dude. Like, 10 days ago, they were tied for last.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, it does show, again, how jumbled up this Metro division is. They're alone in first place with 36 points. The Blue Jackets are in last place, only 7 points behind them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, there's still a lot of kind of a bundle there. They've also played more games. They've played 28 games. The Hurricanes are 2 points behind them with 25 games. The thing that stands out to me, though, looking at all four of the divisions, both like in the Western Conference and in the Eastern, the Metro doesn't appear to have any bad teams. Like, every other division, the person in last place, it would be at least 10, 11 points behind Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you look at the West, the Nashville and Calgary both have 22 points. The Caps are 14 points clear of those teams.
Yeah.
But in the Metro, in the East, everybody's pretty good.
Yeah.
So they play a lot of hockey. Eventually, that's all going to get settled out.
But also that helps, too, when everybody's better, everybody's closer. You don't have a chance to relax. You know, sometimes you hit those lulls in seasons where, oh, man, we could chill now. Nah, you got to keep the pedal to the metal.
Totally.
So,
but dude, it's so hard to look at this, but I also wonder, for the Caps specifically, Now, we understand, unlike the Four Nations last year, this year Washington will have some guys in the Olympics. But the NHL is basically taking 3 weeks off for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And with that, a dude like Ovi probably going to get some rest. You know what I mean? Like, some of these veteran players are going to get a big chunk of rest right in the middle of the year. To me, that can only help.
That helps him.
Because these are vets. You know?
The guys that have a lot of tread on, are wearing the tires, it helps them out tremendously. But then again, it could go the other way for some guys. If guys don't know how to take care of themselves in that three-week off period, they can get rusty as hell.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, did Landfill drop us? I saw this.
Julian Landfill dropped it.
Yeah, dude.
About the first time.
Yes.
A guy over 40 and a guy, what, under 20, I think it is?
Yeah,
like
or at least in his 20s.
In his 20s, yeah.
Pretty wild stat for what Washington is accomplishing right now, where you've got Ovi scoring a lot and you've got Ryan Leonard in his second season scoring a lot. And I think that's – so here's the actual stat. Capitals are the first team in NHL history to get multi-goal games from a player 40 or older, Alex Ovechkin, and a player 20 or younger in Ryan Leonard. The threading the needle is really hard to do. It's interesting. Dan Quinn actually used that phrase with a question I asked him earlier in the week. But – the Caps front office has properly thread the needle of allowing Ovi to continue to play. At this point, he's broken the record. Now he's just killing the record.
But think about it. But, he's still playing.
Right.
At a high level.
And they've gotten younger and better, and they're like real contenders. That is hard to do, man.
It's hard to do, and I think also, like, one thing I noticed when Ovi was first around, people sat around and watched Ovi. These guys get involved. They had five goal scorers last night. Okay, you had totally different guys that scored the other night. So it's like when you have multiple guys that can put the puck in the net, teams can't just focus on one guy.
Right.
You know, I think this team this year, you try to focus on Ovi sitting in his office, you got other guys that will hurt you. You know, and when they have, and the different lines have guys that can score off each line, that makes a world of difference.
Totally, man. Fun to watch these guys. We're going to talk a little Caps hockey. Ethan Cadeau will join us at 11:30, Monumental Sports Network. I was thinking about this. Steve Wino is a legit friend of mine, but Wino was our guy because he would join us all sorts of locations to help us with Caps all the time. Because we love having Joe B and Locker and Allen and all the Caps guys on, but those guys,
they were a lot.
Yeah, so like Ethan Cadeau all of a sudden. What did Wino do? He covered every damn hockey game, and then he covered everything else in town.
Yeah.
He was out here at least once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. He was at all Skins game, Commanders games. Ethan's kind of doing that now. Yeah. He's covering every Caps game, and then he was here yesterday. He asked a great question of Mikey Sammerstill about J.J. McCarthy. You know, Mikey and J.J. were on that Michigan team together that won that natty. I believe those two are pretty good friends, and Ethan smartly asked him, he's like, hey, you're going to be facing J.J. McCarthy this week in Minnesota. He's like, yeah, we haven't talked this week. And he's like, are you going to? He's like, no.
Talk after the game.
That's exactly what he said, dude. So Ethan picking up that Wino mantle. At 10:30, in about 20 minutes, Paul Tenorio.
That's the reason my friends wouldn't talk to me week of the game.
Was that what it was like?
Well, they kind of knew I was the type of guy where I was going to get you to say something.
Like in the media or just like
on? No. Like if I played my friends and I knew them, oh, I could talk trash to get you to say, give me something. You know what I mean?
So playing in the 90s, there's no texting. There's no social media.
Yeah, phone. Yeah, cell phone.
So will you just call them and harass them?
I call and holler and say, oh, you're not going to return my call?
Okay.
Oh, okay then. No problem. You know, then I'll start saying little stuff and then they'll call back and you have a conversation. And in that conversation, they always said something about what they're doing.
Right.
You know, and if a guy, like, that's the reason the guys avoided Michael Jordan. See, Michael butter you up, get all your little information, and then go put 35 on you, 40 on you. But if you can't, if you were the type of guy and you basically have a loose bowel mouth where you can't hold anything in, don't talk to people. You do better than not talking to them. But we're still friends. We can be friends. I can say, hey, man, have a great game. I'm not going to pick you off. You know?
It's going to be fun.
You start agitating them early, man.
You're a chief agitator. So we do have a busy show. The World Cup draw is coming to D.C. tomorrow. They're doing it at the Kennedy Center. I got to be honest. Like, you know how we all kind of make fun of the NFL schedule release announcement date? It's like, wait a second. The NFL's making a big deal out of just announcing the date of the schedule release. Mm-hmm. And then the schedule release is a big deal.
Yeah.
To me, I think this is the world version of that. Like, all this is what teams are going to be in the same divisions.
Yeah, but, you know, people really want to know, and people want to get their plans and all that stuff. And...
But you know the big joint with the World Cup draw? The group of death. They always have the group of death. And I don't know who it's going to be. They've also, like everything else.
That's all Friday, right?
Friday, yeah. I think at noon.
Yeah, I was.
We'll be live, dude. We can react live to the World Cup draw.
A guy sent me an invitation and all ago. I'm like, I work at that time, bro.
Me, I don't know, but from my understanding, this thing should be pretty cool. You might want to consider that invitation.
Nah, I'm good.
I think the Village People are performing.
I'm good.
I'm not even doing a bit. Confirm that.
Yeah, YMCA.
You got to go. If B. Mitch doing YMCA isn't a meme and a gif on our socials within minutes, we're all doing something wrong.
Hey, man. No, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little World Cup. I'm excited for the World Cup. It's always, when the games are on, the passion, you can feel it. It's just different as an American because I don't think our boys are really running here.
I have felt the excitement and the joy and the love from, what's your guy over at Channel 4? Because every
Gio.
Day, Gio has been giving it to us, man. So I've been getting all the time because he was talking to a guy on Monday, I think. Monday or Tuesday.
It might have been Mauricio now.
It's Mauricio. Yeah. He was talking to a guy on
Mauricio
Monday.
Does a good job with it.
And that dude was exciting. So I was like, well, damn, I might want to go to this thing. And then he had another report last night.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping up on it.
Shout out to Mauricio Casillas.
Yeah, man.
All right. We're going to do the B. Mitch and Finley World Cup preview real quick. Do you know who the favorite to win the World Cup is? This is from
Spain.
FanDuel.
Oh, it was Spain. It was two teams I heard. Spain and, man, who else was it?
You nailed
Morocco.
It was Spain, not Morocco.
They did say Morocco. They said you got to be watching Morocco.
All right, so Spain is plus 410 to win, about 4-1. Spain is 4-1, then England, then France, 6-1, 7-1.
Okay.
I think France is defending champion, right, Mbappe? Mm-hmm. Morocco's 75-1, so they're on the list.
Well, the guy said Morocco because I think Morocco beat Spain and they beat England, one of those other top teams, in this other little deal they had coming up to it. So he said that's the thing you got to be watching for.
And Mitch Tischler was just in Morocco. You got to look for intangibles, dog.
If Mitch was there,
I don't know how much soccer he played.
He probably messed those people up, dog.
When I was a kid, Brazil was like the dominant team. I wouldn't mind seeing Brazil be dominant again. I feel like they just play fun soccer. I don't know this, and we'll ask Paul Tenorio from The Athletic here in a moment for our official soccer preview. Argentina's defending champ. Or was that? Argentina's defending champ.
You want to sit in and ask me?
I believe that because Messi won. Okay. It was Lionel Messi won. So I think Messi might have retired. You know what? We're going to wait for the soccer expert to join us here in a few minutes.
Well, you know, that's the thing I would do. You like to go out there. You like to jump into the water no matter how rough it is sometimes.
I believe Argentina's the defending champ because Messi won his – he finally got his World Cup.
Okay.
Because he had won everything else. He'd won a million Champions Leagues and all that stuff, and then he broke through. So shout out to Argentina and Messi. I'm sure he's listening. Let's get to something
– he is so happy you said it.
Yeah, we know a little more about
Argentina is.
Bang.
Yeah, because, you know, Joey, he's a
Googling, soccer guy.
He's Googling everything.
He's the monkey.
He's Googling
button
like
puncher.
He knows.
Huey gets stuff done. Joey sits back in the studio and
Googles and then throws answers like he know everything.
Bobby Wagner, Brian.
Yeah.
Named Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Commanders.
Yep.
I like that.
Yep, I know. Bobby does a lot, man. The thing about him, when you see Walter Payton Man of the Year, the guys that go out there and they basically help tons of folks out, And I think he's done a great job of that. You know, I think Bobby not only helps his teammates, he helps people outside in the community and things like that. And, you know, I got to tell people all the time, players that do things like that, that's a blessing. That's an additive. First of all, you want a guy to be a great player. Bobby's been that. And a guy that also can understand that, you know, you have a hell of a platform and you can be impactful to many, many different neighborhoods and things of that nature. Not just the one where you grew up. You could do it in multiple spots.
Well, it's kind of interesting because it's kind of similar to you, right? Like, Wagner had this incredibly distinguished career in Seattle, built really long-lasting roots in Seattle. He's now a member of the ownership group that owns the WNBA team there, the Seattle Storm. He's also from Southern California, so he's got long-time roots in Southern California, played a year for the Rams. And then it's like, poof, the magic of free agency. He lands on the East Coast and in a city he doesn't have ties to, and he has worked hard to build those ties, I would say. And one thing I find, he has a foundation named to honor his mom that I believe is focused on stroke prevention.
Mm-hmm.
And being in town, and I want to give the Commanders credit because the Commanders and National and Children's Hospital have built this really strong partnership. Mm-hmm. Like, I know just on a personal level, the Children's Hospital reached out to me, and we had this young man who was a cancer survivor, came to, I believe it was the Bears game, and got to, like, work with me pregame for that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talked to Shannon from Children's, and I was like, I'm all for it, but we got to make sure the Commanders are on board because, you know, we're bringing a kid down on the sidelines, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the Commanders gave full support. So, like, clearly there's a really valuable relationship that is built, established between the team and Children's Hospital. And I think Bobby is smart to get involved with that. So, I mean, certainly our support to Bobby in the Walter Payton Man of the Year, that is a very real award.
Oh, yeah. That's one with a lot of prestige.
Yeah. I believe, now, I'm speaking off memory, which is always hazy. I believe the last time Washington had a finalist, so every team nominates somebody, so there are 32 nominees, right? And then I think they pick three guys that go to Super Bowl week, and then one person gets named the winner at NFL mm-hmm. Honors that week. And I remember, anyway, the last guy I remember seeing down there was Sundberg. If you remember Nick Sundberg, the long snapper, loads of love. Which was such a simple, good idea where they installed.
It's normally the best ideas are the simple ones, to be honest with you.
All politics are local. Like, that, what they did is went into schools where somebody told me this. You're not allowed to say needy anymore. Like, you certainly can't say poor. So they went into. How would we describe the schools that needed the laundry machines?
Needy.
Yeah, right? Like,
listen, bro. Listen, the whole thing about it is if we take every damn word out of everything, we won't be able to talk to people.
Right.
But the whole thing, you went in and you went to help some people. Okay?
That's what you're supposed to do.
You went to help people.
Right.
Okay? And that's the ultimate thing. Why do you help? Why do you help people? Because they need help, right? So the whole thing about it, you can break this thing down. But he went in and he did a needed thing. People were going to school with dirty laundry and things of that nature. He was cleaning up their stuff and all that. And then they felt much more confident. If your clothes are clean, just think about it. Your clothes
totally
are clean, man. You feel more confident when they're not. So I think Sundberg did a great job of that. Bobby, he does even more. You know, he motivates when he's not even knowing he's motivating. Went back to school to Howard, got a master's. That's motivation right there.
Totally.
You know, a lot of times you're doing things when you just feel you're trying to better yourself, but, you know, you get somebody else that's been trying to make that decision. They go ahead and look back and say, well, damn, I could go do that. You know, well, damn, he did it. You know, I'm going to go out and I'm going to pursue what I wanted to pursue. So he does all types of things.
Congrats to Bobby. Well deserved. We'll see if he advances and maybe even gets the final call on that thing. We still don't have a starting quarterback for Sunday. Talked to Mariota yesterday. We're gonna discuss the pronunciation there also. I think I don't know who's going to be the starting quarterback Sunday, but DQ keeps telling us I'm not gonna say anything till Friday. And they're gonna practice at 11. Dan Quinn will probably talk around noon on Friday, And I think there will be a decision tomorrow. Today, speculation. When we return, the official, I think first ever, B. Mitch and Finley World Cup draw preview, Paul Tenorio from The Athletic. Nobody go anywhere. Dum, 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 dum. Danger zone, baby.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Revving up your engines. All right. There is a worldwide event on Friday that is going to draw hundreds of millions of people's interest, I would imagine.
I would say so.
The World Cup draw happens Friday at the Kennedy Center, of all places, here in Washington, D.C. I think it's kind of sad that we get the World Cup draw in town, but no games, but that's a story for a different day.
Stadium, bro.
Yeah, helping us make sense of all of it is Paul Tenorio, senior reporter for The Athletic Soccer. Paul, thank you for your time, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Appreciate it.
Dude, for the uninformed, how big of a deal is the World Cup draw on Friday?
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge deal. It gives every team a sense of what path they're going to have to navigate if they want to win the World Cup. And I think, you know, fans in every single country that's qualified are going to be tuned in to figure out what the schedule looks like for their country. And I think really what people maybe don't realize, it's like the same way we should think about March Madness, right? Like, your odds of winning this tournament are partly based not just on how good you are, but on the ping pong balls that get drawn on Friday that determine not just who you face in the group stage, but which groups you match up with once you get to the knockout phase of the tournament. So, for example, the U.S., if they win their group, they'll be matched up against, if they win their group and then win their first knockout game, probably the winner of Group G. So if you're an American fan, you're not just watching who you get drawn into your group. You also have to watch who gets drawn into Group G, which of the best teams in the world will be in that group. So there's a lot that will be determined by, yeah, what ping pong balls get picked out of the bowls on Friday.
The field has been increased, 16 more teams. How much more intense will this one be?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll make it a lot more fun. There are countries that are going to be taking part in this tournament who have never been in a World Cup before. And it certainly also makes for different types of groups than we're used to, you know? So, like, there's a chance that the U.S. gets drawn into a group with Uzbekistan or Cape Verde or Jordan, teams that, you know, maybe you don't typically see in the tournament or that the U.S. would be heavily favored against. So I think that part of it is cool. For me, I got a chance for the first time in my career to cover a World Cup in 2022 in Qatar. And the coolest part about a World Cup is everyone comes to the country where the World Cup is happening, and they're all there for the same thing. And they're from all over the world, all these different cultures represented, kind of melding together in these cities where the tournament is being held, and all just celebrating the sport. And so when you bring in all these new countries, it's just adding to the party. It's adding to the fun. And I think it'll make things interesting. Like, we know in March Madness, it's like there's a chance that you'll have a George Mason or a VCU in this tournament of a country that no one expects that pulls off a big upset. And that always makes things more fun, too.
Could Scotland be George Mason? We're pro Scotland on this radio program.
Sure, Scotland could, though. I will say, like, Scotland's in pot two, so they're one of the teams that if you're the U.S., you know you have to be drawn against the European team. So, you know, do you want to roll the dice and hope that one of the weaker European teams wins the playoff and you get a pot four European team? Or would you say, okay, we could beat a Scotland, we could beat an Austria, so we want that European team where we know what we're getting in pot two? It'll be interesting to see. But, yes, certainly Scotland can be a team that could make some noise.
How is the U.S. looking? Because I feel like, you know, a lot of it I see on social media, it seems like the players kind of hate each other, and they hated the last coach, and I don't know if they like the new coach, and the old guys hate the young guys. Like, what the hell is going on with U.S. soccer?
Yeah, it's been a very dramatic 4 years, really, or 3 years since the last World Cup, with everything that happened coming out of Qatar, the controversy between one of the players, Gio Reyna, and the former coach, Greg Berhalter, and their families, respectively, who go back to childhood. Greg Berhalter and Gio Reyna's father, Claudio Reyna, grew up together, played youth soccer together, played on the U.S. national team at a World Cup together. The mothers went to UNC and played together. So that was its own messy drama. And it sort of, obviously, influenced the team and impacted the team, and the results kind of went down pretty quickly, especially in 2024 when the U.S. lost in the Copa America. That led to Greg Berhalter being fired and Mauricio Pochettino being hired. And what's interesting is the first thing he diagnosed, Pochettino, who's a very prominent, very famous coach in soccer, kind of considered a coup that the U.S. would be able to even hire Mauricio Pochettino. He's coached PSG, Messi and Neymar and Mbappe at PSG, coached Chelsea, coached Spurs to a Champions League final. You know, he came in and he said, everyone's talking about these guys, these young players, as a golden generation, as this team that can do something different. And he needed to basically pull them back down to reality. He said there's a complacency that's set in. These players have kind of taken for granted that they're going to be called into the national team, that their jobs are secured. And what I credit him with is he essentially manufactured competition in a pool where there was a big disparity in terms of the level of talent between those golden generation, quote-unquote, players and sort of the domestic pool that plays here in MLS. But he's found players that can really contribute. I'll give an example. Alex Freeman, who had only played something like a half a season of top division pro soccer, the son of Antonio Freeman, and Pochettino brings him in, gives him his debut on the national team, and Alex Freeman is looking like a player who has a chance to start a game at a World Cup now, coming out of kind of nowhere because Pochettino gave him a chance. So, you know, those types of players are really making an impact now, and I think it's changed the trajectory of this team. And I think there's now starting to be some real optimism coming off of the 5-1 win over Uruguay last month that this team is starting to get into form now.
Well, I like that coach. That coach rolled in and he basically said, young kids, what you thinking, like everybody else in the world, that's going to change right now. And they need that. Most in every sport, they need that right now. Guys very much think that just because I'm around, I'm going to be automatically put somewhere, and they got to go do the work.
That's right. You've got to be able to make people, as he says, he wants them constantly looking over their shoulder. One, he said, if your name is not Leo Messi, you shouldn't believe that you're going to be on the World Cup team. Basically, he's like, you ain't Messi, you know, so I don't care how good you think you are, you're not that good. So
I think that's
really important for these players to understand, and you can see the difference in intensity. Not just when the team is together, the competition and training as they're fighting for these 26 spots on the World Cup roster, but coming out of the November window where they beat Paraguay and they beat Uruguay with a lot of the big stars, quote-unquote, missing, Well, what happened the next week? Christian Pulisic scored a goal. Weston McKennie scored a goal. Tim Weah scored a goal with their club teams in Europe. So I look at that and I say, those guys are watching those games and saying, oh, man, you know, my job is on the line. I've got to produce with my club team and show mm-hmm. that I still am a star. I'm still worthy of being called in. So that has a trickle-down effect that it's not just about what's happening when you're wearing a USA shirt, but it's impacting these guys' performances when they're back at their club because they know they've got to prove it.
Paul, well, the FIFA changed the rules this year where none of the top four teams could face each other until the semifinals. What's the reason for that, and what type of impact would that have?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting as long as they win the group. As long as they win the group, they'll get put on opposite sides of the bracket. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's I don't necessarily love it. I understand wanting to have the potential of your marquee games, your biggest games coming in the semifinals and finals. Of course you want that. So it makes some sense. But, you know, I kind of love that idea that, like, depending on how the bracket falls, you could have some teams facing off earlier in the tournament. That's part of the, mm-hmm. the kind of the love and allure of March Madness and of knockout tournaments like this. But at the same time, like, I mean, you think back to 2022, like France and Argentina meeting in the final, those are the two best teams in the tournament. So I think FIFA's trying to make sure that if they can help kind of make that happen, but also with an assist from performance, right? Like if France finishes second in its group, it doesn't get moved to the other side of the bracket. It only happens okay. if they finish first. So it's a little bit of a mix of kind of rewarding performance, not just at the tournament, but also performance leading into the tournament, and trying to make sure that the very best teams have a chance to meet each other in the biggest games.
We're talking with Paul Tenorio here. You can follow Paul at Paul Tenorio, T-E-N-O-R-I-O. Paul's a senior soccer reporter for The Athletic. Paul will be on hand, I assume, for the World Cup draw on Friday. Kind enough to give us some time via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most dependable HVAC products in the DMV. Forgive me, I probably should have asked you that. Do you get to go to this World Cup draw on Friday?
Yeah, I'm sitting right now at my mom's house in Alexandria, Virginia. I grew up here in Mount Vernon.
Okay, awesome.
Watched B. Mitch play many, 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 many years. So it's exciting to be on. But yeah, I'm here in Virginia right now. I'm headed into D.C. once I get off of this call, and a lot of events happening. A lot of the biggest names in global soccer are here in D.C. right now ahead of the draw. So there are events all around the city. All day yesterday, all day today, and then the draw tomorrow, where everyone will be there, and President Trump will be there as well. So it's going to be a pretty big event.
You got to get you a picture with Kevin Hart and Shaq.
You'll be right in the middle. The biggest guy and the smallest guy.
I think I want to put Kevin Hart in the middle, make sure I'm as far away from Shaq to not look.
So, dude, especially if you are a D.C. native, right? My guess is Trump just kind of commandeered this process, and that's why it's in D.C. at the Kennedy Center.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, for me, it sucks that we get the World Cup draw and there's no games
here.
No
game at all.
Like, is it just because Northwest Stadium isn't good enough?
Yeah, we all know the situation out there, Northwest Stadium. I mean, you know, I spent 5 years at the Washington Post going out and covering games, and never, ever did I enjoy my drive out to that stadium. So, you know, look, I think it's a reality check, right, for D.C. that it doesn't have the stadium, the facility that FIFA looks at and says, yeah, we want to stage our tournament here. And there's a lot of factors that go into that. It's one of the big ones is how many luxury suites do you have, because FIFA wants to maximize how much money they can make, right?
Yeah.
So would they rather go to a newer stadium? You know, when you look at the stadiums they're going to, they've all been upgraded or built recently. So whether it's Cowboys Stadium or in Houston or you know, even Philadelphia, the Link, well, I guess not the Link anymore. The Link is an older stadium, but it's got the suites, it's got the amenities, and it's easily accessible. It's easy to get to. Whereas FedEx, you factor in the fact that it doesn't have as much of the luxury offerings as you want. It's very difficult logistically to get in and out. You're going to have millions of fans traveling into this country that have no idea how to get around. So no public transportation makes it tough. Like, it's going to be very interesting logistically at Arrowhead Stadium, where they're playing, the only Midwest stadium in this tournament. I think they're going to face pretty big logistical issues there because of the lack of public transportation out to that stadium. So
They got parking for days, though, at Arrowhead.
They got to run those shuttle buses and make sure there's no Royals games happening anytime that week. But, yeah, I mean, and also there's the tax side of it. You know, I live in Chicago now. Soldier Field doesn't have any games. You know, they've got to they went into negotiations with FIFA, and FIFA basically says we want to pay no taxes. We want all the tax breaks. We want all of this profit, and you guys take the cost of security and all the other things. And they're saying, doing the math on it, saying, I don't know if we're going to make money on this. So all of those factors in, but it is weird. It is. I went to RFK to watch Mexico, Italy in 1994.
So did I, dude. I went to that game.
After 2030, we may be able to have one.
Yeah, I think we'll be back in business. Yo, B, can you imagine
the World Cup in 2031?
There we go.
A pretty cool thing to have at the stadium, the new stadium.
And I mean, the U.S. might actually win that one. you imagine the good people of Uzbekistan rolling over here to watch their match against Panama, and they roll into Arrowhead Stadium, and the Chiefaholic is out there grilling up burgers and stuff.
That's what we want to do, right? We want to introduce the people to the American traditions, teach them how to tailgate, you know? I mean, there's a lot of great traditions in soccer.
You'll find out what burnt ends are.
Let's bring them in. That's right. Give them some burnt ends, a couple beers, and say this is how we do it here at Arrowhead.
Yeah, dude.
I like America now.
Yeah. Breaking down walls. Paul, my last one, dude, and this one's pretty simple. Who's going to win this thing?
Oof. You know, I think if I were to call it right now, I would say Spain. Spain is playing the best soccer. They looked absolutely dominant in Europe. Incredibly talented team. So I think if we're going to just look at it as of today, I would say Spain. Well, you know, you'll have to ask me again after the draw when I see who's going to be facing against whom. But I would say, like, you know, for me, the two favorites going in are Spain and France. Those are the two heaviest favorites of this tournament.
What about who's going to be the group of death? That's the best term.
I think the team you need to watch to get an idea of the group of death is Norway. Norway somehow, I think partly because there are three co-hosts of this tournament, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, those automatic qualifiers got put into pot one with the best teams in the world. So the U.S. will avoid playing in the group against Argentina, France, Spain, England, the biggest team, Germany. And that kind of, because there's three of those teams, it kind of pushed some teams back. So Norway, with Erling Haaland, who's the best striker in the world, had just hit 100 goals faster than anyone in Premier League history, is scoring at a historic rate. He's in group three to make his World Cup debut. Nobody wants Norway. If you're looking at pot three, the difference between Norway and the rest of the teams in pot three is enormous. So my guess, my hunch is, wherever Norway ends up will be the group of death.
Norway, B.
Norway. All right.
yo, Paul, we really enjoyed this, man.
Appreciate it, Paul.
I hope the draw coverage is great, and maybe we get you back on after the draw to figure out how the U.S. looks and some of these other teams.
Yeah, it would be great to be on with you guys. I'm sure I'm already getting texts from my buddies that are listening saying, hey, you were home and you didn't even tell us. So I appreciate you guys having me on.
Tell them you came to work, man.
That's right. I'm looking over my shoulder, too. Pochettino's watching me, so I got to keep
exactly.
working.
Hey, thank you, man. Guys. Appreciate the time.
Thanks so much.
All right, Paul.
That is Paul.
We got to reach out to Antonio, man.
Yeah, that's his son he's talking
about. He was talking to me about that when we were in Green Bay.
That's crazy. So, for those, Paul Tenorio, senior soccer writer for The Athletic, mentioned Alex Freeman a few times there on the U.S. men's national team. That is Antonio Freeman's son. Antonio Freeman had all that success with the Packers. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley on World Cup Draw Eve.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget.
at DSW stores or DSW.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Clear. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday's Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bet. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, an official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Landfill playing some hits. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can stream with us on YouTube at the 106.7 The Fan page. You can watch us on television, Monumental Sports Network. I'm about to eat some trail mix if you're watching on Monumental. Shout out to trail mix. Also, if you missed any of our interview with Paul Tenorio, it was really good. Paul is senior soccer writer for The Athletic. The World Cup draw happening tomorrow. Globally, I think the World Cup draw might be among the biggest events of the year. I think on a personal level, I'm more interested in Cowboys-Lions tonight, but I'll be paying attention. Now, Landfill, we got to make a note. Wherever Norway goes is going to be the group of death.
The group of death.
We'll find that out tomorrow. Let's hope the Americans avoid Norway. And for Paul Tenorio, he probably isn't aware of this. And, you know, unfortunately, this title contains no monetary value. But Paul Tenorio is now the official soccer insider of the B. Mitchell Finley program. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
Whether he wants to be or not. We
don't name him that.
It's a unilateral decision.
But we need the person who's the official soccer person to come on. So we got to make sure he would do that again.
He said he would.
Okay, cool.
He said his buddies were texting him. Text him right now that he just was
What's
named
up, buddies?
The official soccer insider. We got to get into some football. We got a lot of football to discuss, obviously. I did want to take a moment let's be real, as bad as this football season has gone for the University of Maryland, and this basketball season looks like it's going to be a fairly humble one as well. The juice in the last month. So a couple of weeks ago, Maryland gets the basketball player, the kid Baba. Out of Blake High School in Silver Spring, who had, he's a five-star, had his option to go anywhere.
Anywhere he wanted to go.
Went to Maryland. Quincy Wilson, who's an Olympic gold medalist.
He can flow.
Decided to stay home and go to Maryland.
Yeah, right?
I think of all the things, that still blows my mind the most, I think. And then yesterday, National Signing Day, I didn't realize how big of a prospect this guy is. Maryland got the number two prospect in the country. This kid, Zion Ealy.
Yeah.
D-end out of Baltimore, St. Francis High School. becomes the highest-rated Terp football signee
ever. Yeah.
You know, this – I figured this guy was a big deal. He had offers from Bama, Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia. Like, he could have gone anywhere.
Yeah.
So, shout out
what
to
– what did I say the other day, though? Like, there are going to be some guys who decide we're going to stay home and make this team bigger. Well, you may have to start of it right now. Two top prospects in different sports games. Well, three, hell. And Quincy.
Totally.
Quincy probably number one prospect as well. I mean, you know, like you're coming out of high school saying I'm going to college.
I can't imagine there's a better prospect than Quincy Wilson.
You already have a gold medal. Right. So, but think about that. Just think about the attention that comes to Maryland based off of those three signings right there.
Totally.
And then your women's basketball team always does what they do.
Dude, Lady Terps, I don't think you're supposed to call them that. The women, Maryland women's basketball team are top 10 in the country. I think they're undefeated. I believe men's soccer is in like the Elite Eight. I think they just won the Big Ten. We focus on football and basketball, men's basketball, but like they got a lot of good stuff cooking in College Park. Yeah. And if they could figure out football and men's basketball, it'd be really cooking. It'd be B-Bitch gumbo cooking.
But you know what though? The stuff that's really cooking, support it.
Yeah, dude.
You can support them while the other ones catch up.
This is us supporting them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, when we come back, let's talk about the quarterback situation for the Washington Commanders. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.